USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boeing President and CEO Dennis Muilenburg is facing questions on Capitol Hill over the 737 MAX jet after two flights were involved in deadly crashes that killed hundreds of people.
These heartbreaking accidents and the memories of the 346 lives lost are now part of that legacy. It is our solemn duty to learn from them, and we will.
On Thursday, House Democrats will hold a vote to formalize and set parameters for an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Speaking today, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, sends a reminder to lawmakers on the other side of the political aisle about the issues that need to be addressed.
The funding of our troops, the funding of government, prescription drug prices can all get done if they'd only focus on the work of why they were elected.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The closed-door testimony continues in the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry against President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The National Security Council's top Ukraine expert is currently behind closed doors, testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. In his opening remarks, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vidman says he didn't think it was appropriate to, quote, demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, referring to the president pushing for an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter during a phone call with the president of Ukraine.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting with U.S. troops at Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. Speaking at a roundtable, the vice president says the administration has been working to increase funding for U.S. national defense.
We're absolutely committed to keeping our promises to our veterans. It is simply a reflection of the gratitude the American people feel to all of you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The Kincade fire is still raging in Sonoma County, California, but there is some good news. New numbers from CAL FIRE show the fire only grew by about 1,000 acres overnight. The fire has now burned more than 75,000 acres. Good weather conditions are helping firefighters, but high winds could also fan the flames that are expected to pick up later today. I had a chance to catch up with Nicole Miller. She's a Petaluma, California resident, which is in Sonoma County. And one of the things I asked her was how the response has been from the elected officials and if there's any frustration that people are feeling with either the power company or even local officials.
I know that Governor Newsom has expressed a lot of frustrations with PG&E, and I think that PG&E itself, I would say the community seems very frustrated as well. About 2 weeks ago, PG&E shut off our power here in Petaluma as a precautionary measure, and we didn't even have any kind of a wind event. And so people were like, what is going on? Then this weekend, they did shut off power to many people, but they didn't to us residents in Petaluma, and we have this historic wind event where people were woken up in the middle of the night by the wind, and yet our power was still on. So it's very interesting to see when PG&E makes these decisions and why they make these decisions. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to us here on the ground.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.